A federal appeals court in Richmond, Virginia, has completed hearing arguments in the case of Zakaria Messaoui. He is the only person to date charged in connection with the September 11th attacks. The court's eventual ruling likely will determine whether the Messaoui case is transferred to a military tribunal and what rights people accused of terrorism will be accorded in the future. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The legal controversy centers around a witness, Ramzi bin al-Shib, the self-described coordinator of the September 11th plot, who was captured in Pakistan after Musawi's indictment and turned over to U.S. authorities. Musawi claims that bin al-Shib can, in essence, clear him, and news reports have said that the captured al-Qaeda operative has told interrogators that Musawi was not involved in the 9/11 conspiracy. Thus, the trial judge in the case ordered the government to make bin al-Shib available to Musawi and his lawyers for a video deposition. The government appealed. At the center of the legal debate is the Sixth Amendment to the Constitution, which guarantees a fair trial, including the right to have a court compel the testimony of witnesses who have favorable testimony. Yesterday, Assistant Attorney General Michael Chertoff, representing the government, told a three-judge appeals court panel in Richmond that the Sixth Amendment does not apply when the witness is a non-citizen abroad. Federal courts do not have the power to compel the government to produce such witnesses, he said, and the situation is no different if the witness is being held in custody by the U.S. government.
This is an unavailable witness, as unavailable for constitutional purposes as if he was sitting in a French jail or in a Russian jail or in a Chinese jail. And we might be able to, under some circumstances, get access to the witness if we wanted to, but a court would not have the power, and the Sixth Amendment would not require the government to make such a person available.
Referring to suggestions that Musawi could be tried by military tribunal more easily, Chertoff said that decision is not for the courts to make. Similarly, he said, the decision on whether to make bin al-Shib available is an executive, not judicial decision. It is, said Chertoff, a carefully calibrated decision that under the Constitution is to be made by the president, who must consider all the defense and foreign policy implications that might result. There is no way, he said, to cut the Gordian knot.
In this case and in every other case involving the worst kind of serious terrorism, the government will always be presented with this dilemma. Either it must sacrifice its ability to defend the country by conducting the most important operations we can conduct, which is getting intelligence about enemy threats, or the government is going to have to renounce the ability to prosecute these cases.
But public defender Frank Dunham, who represented Musawi while the defendant listened from jail, declared that the Constitution says otherwise.
When all is said and done, this case presents the following question to this court. May the United States prosecute a defendant in a civilian court, seek a death sentence against him, and ultimately execute him while denying him trial access to a witness who could exculpate him?
Dunham noted that over the years, the government has routinely had to make difficult decisions in national security cases. The rule, he said, is surrender the information the defense needs or surrender the case.
When the government comes into court and says this witness cannot be made available to you, I suggest that puts the ball in the government's court. It has full control to evaluate which is the best course for the United States to take. Continue with the prosecution or avoid the damage that they feel that they're going to suffer to their intelligence operation.
Well, the judges asked, are there alternatives to dropping the case entirely? Yes, said Dunham, if the government refuses to produce bin al-Shib, there are possible sanctions besides dismissing the case. The death penalty could be removed from the case, or all reference to bin al-Shib and activities involving bin al-Shib, namely the activities surrounding September 11th. But what is clear under the Constitution and the federal law, said Dunham, is that there is no free lunch for the government. It can't deny the defendant a potentially exculpatory witness and pay no penalty. At least two of the three judges seemed skeptical of the defense position, but two of the judges also seemed uncomfortable with the prosecution's position, too. Reading tea leaves in any case is not a sure bet, but to make it more difficult in this case, the open court session was followed by a secret session in which classified information was discussed. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.